Be safe this Halloween. This is your food for thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. We hope that everyone has fun at all of their Halloween activities. If you haven't been to a fall festival or a trunk or treat, there are still plenty going on tonight. They are a wonderful and safer alternative for going trick-or-treating. You can still get food, candy, and games. It's a wonderful activity for the entire family. If you do plan to venture out tonight on Halloween to go trick-or-treating, be sure that you do so in a group, in a well-lit area, with an adult, or with a group of people. It's safer if you go earlier in the evening and be sure to stay together. I believe the trick-or-treating hours in Roxburgh are from 6 to 8. The buddy system works wonders, and it just makes the evening more fun. We do want to remind everyone that you can have a healthier holiday as well by reducing the amount of candy you consume. The fall festivals are a wonderful way to do this because they're more about the activities and the fun than the candy. We mention this because most children eat between 3,500 to 7,000 calories from candy on Halloween. Many fun-sized candy bars pack 60 to 100 calories each, so having several a day for weeks can add up to weight gain or derail any weight loss. So while you're enjoying some Halloween candy, cut back on something else that's sweet, such as soft drinks or cookies. Most kids get more candy than they really like and should only keep their favorites and give the rest away. Remember safety and sanitation first. If it's not wrapped, then throw it away. Also, try to get the candy out of the house after a week or two. Halloween is a wonderful holiday for the entire family because it often brings out the little kid in us all. It can be fun to get dressed up in a costume, go around the neighborhood, or even for a party. Treats are always a part of the fun, but they don't have to be always the chocolate candy or full of so many calories. With a small amount of candy can even be a fun treat, we're aware that all that extra added sugars can cause a variety of health issues. Even if the packaging is small, calories, fat, and sugar can definitely add up. So if you're having a party this weekend or tonight, or if you're having just a holiday party over the next couple weeks, don't forget to do some of those tried and true healthier party snacks. You know, apples with yogurt dip, carrot sticks, clementine oranges. You can even put little celery sticks on top so they'll look like pumpkins. Chex Mix, pretzels or popcorn, pumpkin muffins, canned fruit or applesauce cups. Use fun Halloween cookie cutters on sandwiches and fruits. Celebrating Halloween isn't about giving up all of the treats. If you plan to give out candy, as most houses or even offices do, try to give out the smallest size of candy because the smaller it is, the lower the fat and the calories. There are some candies that are lower in fat or even fat-free, so be sure to read the nutrition labels. Portion size is always important around the holidays. And don't forget, you can give away small toys instead of candy. I know at my house, we have more than enough candy around Halloween. So I enjoy when I go to those houses or those places that give me maybe something else. Maybe it's a salty treat, you know, a little bag of pretzels or cheese poofs or something like that. Tattoos, stickers, the little fun spider rings, bouncy balls or bubbles, colorful pencils and erasers. Kids can always use that for school. Halloween-themed bracelets or necklaces, coloring books or crayons. Any of these things are wonderful options. We want you to be safe this Halloween. So when choosing a costume, we want to remind you of some fire safety tips. Stay away from the long trailing fabric. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough so that they can see out of them. Provide children with flashlights to carry for lighting or glow sticks that are a part of their costume. Dried flowers, corn stalks, or crepe paper can catch fire easily, so keep all decorations away from open flames and other heat sources like light bulbs and heaters. Use a battery-operated candle or glow stick in the jack-o'-lanterns. If you use a real candle, use extreme caution. Make sure children are watched at all times when candles are being lit. When lighting the candles inside the jack-o'-lanterns, we recommend using the long fireplace-style matches or a utility lighter. Remember to keep exits clear of decorations so nothing blocks your escape routes. Make sure all of your smoke alarms in your home are working. And tell children to stay away from open flames, including jack-o'-lanterns with candles in them. Decorations are the first thing to ignite in roughly 800 reported home fires each year. More than one-third of these fires were started by a candle. So be safe this Halloween. This is your food for thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.